Hello, my beautiful beanies, and welcome to The Bean for Friday. First of yesterday's news, I am Glenn ZB. We're looking back at Thursday. We're really going to get into the Christmas spirit of things by talking child abuse and the right to die. Prenups, we've got a bit of prenup discussion. And there's a national beer shortage. It's disaster, basically. And now Mike and Tony have resigned from Seven Sharp. I don't know what's happening anymore.
It was, I've got to say, a bit of a surprise for me. But I knew that Tony wanted to spend more time with her kids, and I knew that Mike really enjoys working with Tony. But you never know. People always say, oh, one more year. So it kind of caught me a little bit off guard. It's one of those things I heard before the announcement was made on air tonight, which it was at the end of tonight's show. And it was one of those sort of, you know, funny moments where you think, oh, I know something that lots of other people don't. And so I went home and I told my wife, and then I came tootling in here, and I mentioned to the show's producer. I said, guess what? You know, in that slightly... Because you see, when you're in the media and you know stuff that other people don't know, it's like you've got a $100 note in your hand. And I got to say, I will miss them because I think they are a great pair. I think Mike is a fantastic broadcaster. He can turn on a dime. He is funny. He can be serious. He says what he thinks. A lot of people don't like what he thinks. That's fine. That's, you know, it's a conversation. Tony is amazing too. I mean, she is actually, I would say, she is just this colossal figure in TV.
Do ladies generally like being described as colossal? I don't know if that's quite the right. Word for it, but anyway, we'll move on. I don't really care because Mike's still here next year. That's all I'm worried about. Television's, you know, just a silly thing, isn't it? On the sideline, radio's the real business. Now let's get into this child abuse situation, shall we? We kind of have to.
Every child, he says, should be placed on a national register at birth and monitored until the age of 5. If that had happened back then, after Nia's death, the coroner said that little Moko would still be alive today. And people, they wouldn't have taken to the streets in the wake of Moko's death, and I wouldn't be sitting here in a studio talking about this today. But that register wasn't put in place. We didn't listen to the coroner. More children have died. The coroner has said again, get this register in place. I promise you, he says, it will save lives. We will save lives. Every 5 weeks, one child in this country dies because of abuse. Every 2 days, a child is admitted to hospital because of neglect, maltreatment or assault. There are damaged adults in this country. The monsters who killed Moko, Tanya Shaler and David Hairiwa are examples of that. And damaged adults go on to damage children. The coroner insists the child register is the best way to stop Kiwis killing their kids. So will we listen this time? Or will there be another Nia Glassy and another Moko Rangatahiriri and yet another coroner's report recommending a child register? The coroner says we need to do whatever it takes, irrespective of whatever it costs. And he's singled out the Prime Minister in this report too. He's been quite clever, Wallace Bain. He said, let's do this. So will we. We will watch and we will wait.
Yeah, so there you go. There's another resigner, Rachel Smalley there. It's her last day today, in fact. So that could be the last time she ever appears on this podcast, unless she does an interview with somebody who still works there. Some people are still working at their jobs. People like me, for example. And Leighton, he's got another... I mean, he's a resigner as well, but he's still got a year to go. Is he a resigner or a retirer? Is there a difference?
First, we got abortion. And that's the termination of life. And I don't care what your perspective is. That's what I believe. It's the termination of life. Life begins at a certain point. And when you've got a beating heart after 18 days, then there's no question in my mind. And it was introduced for specific reasons, a bit like welfare, and it expanded and blew out, and that's the way that the world works. And I suggest to you that the termination of life at the other end would work in exactly the same way. It would squeeze in under the door, and before you know it, the door's wide open. Had a bit of conversation before the program this morning. Went like this. So you'd, for somebody who was in favour of it, so you'd be okay then if your 17-year-old comes home, all very confused, doesn't want to continue, doesn't know how to handle life, and they want out. Yeah, but they're not in pain. Well, who are you to say that they're not in emotional and mental pain, that they don't know how to handle it? They're in agony in their head. Who are you to say that? And how long before it would be that if that's the way that you were, or as a 17-year-old or a 15-year-old or whatever, that would be the next step? Reason that I've come to the conclusion I have, and I'm throwing this out for discussion, is that I think we are in danger, if we're not already doing it, of treating life with disrespect and cheaply. And it concerns me a great deal.
I have a theory that it's all just sort of part of the robot apocalypse. We're so close to having everything sort of downloaded into an app our whole lives that we could probably just upgrade, swap it around, and that the price of a life actually has become less important. I'm being completely serious about this for once. I know, that's not natural for me, so let's move on to prenuptial agreements, as discussed by Kerry and Mark yesterday.
Yeah. In Holland, it's standard now. So you go into a marriage,
really?
And if you... Yeah. So if you want a prenup, it's going to be standard, and if you don't want it, you have to actually agree not to have a prenup. Because people were not doing prenups for the wrong reasons. And I probably should have done. Happily married, been over married for over 30 years, so that's not the issue. It's just that I'm started up a business overseas, and in order to protect my wife, a prenup would have been actually quite good. So now I'm having to go through all sorts of rigmarole in order to get that legally verified so that my wife doesn't get caught up in anything that happens.
I see what you mean. So she's not held financially liable for anything.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah. Huh. The house stays and all that sort of stuff, and then the rest they can have, but at least my wife is safe and she can do what she needs to do. I think we should take away the stigma around prenups, but, yeah.
Well, because there is a stigma, and I suppose if it's the law and it's the law, then it's the law. I wonder, do you know if there was much of a stink kicked up when they brought that into
Absolutely not. They found that more and more people were doing prenups anyway because they were marrying later in life.
Most people not just like me and absolutely mortally terrified of their spouse and will just do whatever they say. And is that not how it normally works? I thought that was how it normally worked. I tell you what I am definitely mortally terrified of is not being able to get beer when I want it. Apparently there's a shortage. Here's the lady from Lion Breweries.
How could this possibly happen?
I know. Summer arrived with a bang this year. We don't normally expect it to be so punctual. And although we always plan for a spike at this time of year, the unprecedented run of warm, hot days since the beginning of December has seen Kiwis out in the sun enjoying a beer in force.
Right, and how bad's the shortage?
Well, it's less of a shortage and more of a logistical issue. So we've got the beer, but the challenge is getting it out to the punters. So we've seen a 20% increase in demand from the same period last year, and some of our brands, Emerson's is up 140% on the same period last year. Corona, which is a big Kiwi favourite in summer, is up 50% on the same period last year. So, yeah, Kiwis are really getting out amongst it in the sunshine and enjoying a cold beer, so we just need to really try and lift our game and make sure we can deliver the beer
right,
to the
right.
masses.
Because you actually brew for a whole lot of other breweries, don't you, overseas stuff, is that right?
Yeah, we do brew and distribute for overseas breweries, and obviously we have a wide portfolio of our own brands, which are well-loved in New Zealand.
Yep.
That's classic New Zealand, isn't it? We expected the weather to be a bit shit, so we didn't quite get our beer supply situation sorted. I start getting a sense of panic just thinking about it. Let's sort it out quickly. On with summer. I am Glenn ZB. You could hear Larry was a bit panicked as well, I reckon. That has been Newstalk ZB for Friday and the week. We'll see you back here again for the last real week of ZB for the year on Monday.